Hallelujah. It might not even be in your own household, God forbid, but somebody does care for you. And we thank God for that this morning. I thank God for the power of the Almighty God on this day. Hallelujah. It seems like every week, I'm going and watching loved ones. And sometimes there are people I know and sometimes the people that I don't know. I just know loved ones in the family. But when you go and you realize that you too are going to die one day. Every time I go, it reassures me of the fact that I got to try to get just a little bit closer. So that I'll be ready when it comes my time. Because I do have a time. You got a time. And those times have been appointed by God, and no man can tell you any different. Hallelujah. I thank God for that song, and it's sort of going to tie in with where we are going. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you have your Bibles this morning, we ask that you turn to the gospel according to St. Mark. First chapter, beginning at verse 29. Sunday school people, you know where we at. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is amazing how just the Spirit of God and the Word of God can minister to you, to your every need. In the Word of God this morning, found in the 29th verse of the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark, the Bible reads, "And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And he healed, and all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devil to speak because they knew him not." Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 that you already heard in your hearing. "Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." Hallelujah, Jesus. Supporting scripture, 103rd Psalms. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him not. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. God is still a mighty healer. God is still a mighty healer. God is a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we're at home this morning. We got witnesses behind me, witnesses in front of me, witness beside me, and I'm a witness myself. Witness to the left and to the right. That at some time in all of our lives, God has reached down and touched us. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we read the lesson this morning, it declared and it talked about people that God had healed and touched, and that's for an example for us because it happened many years ago. But God sent me here this day to reinforce the fact that God is still a mighty healer. God.
loved ones. Some are waiting to go to the hospital. Some are already in the hospital. Some are even in the comforts of their homes and body is all wrapped in pain. Some are strong and have a lot of integrity and a lot of pride, and they just don't want nobody to know that they're going through. But I thank God that God is everywhere. That man or that woman that may not want their name called out, may not want you to stop by to see them. But one thing about God, we can't keep him out. So if you got loved ones that you know need God because you can't do anything for them anyway, we can respect their wishes, but that don't mean stop praying. That's a good time to pray even harder. So that those individuals, because of the way that the Spirit of God works, is that he don't have to be here in the flesh, but his spirit is all over this room this morning. His spirit is all indwelled within our hearts this morning. As we look around in this sanctuary, even in our overflow area, we have people and we're looking at people that are not perfect. We're looking at people that know what it is to have good days. Know what it is to have bad days. We're looking at healthy people, sick people, saved and unsaved people, troubled. Then there are some people that are at peace. But out of all the people that we look upon, we all members, many members, but yet we are just one body in Christ. Parts of our body are going through. And the thing is that if a part of my body is in anguish or in pain or suffering or whatever the case may be, eventually, it might affect the rest of my body. So what I learned is that when there's a part of the body ailing, then we began to pray to our God. Lord, fix it. Lord, have mercy on me. Anybody in here ever had to say those words? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, we don't have anything to be ashamed of this morning. And for those of you that we would say are sick this morning, God wants me to inform you that don't get it twisted in your head that he allowed that to happen to you because of something that you've done in your life. That's not the case. Some of you thought that, Lord, I don't know how I can handle this situation. But we understand through the word of God that when we are weak, God makes us strong. When we hear of a situation and we have compassion in our hearts, we'll say, Lord, I don't know how they're going to make it through that. And you may even find yourself saying those same words, but at the same time, God will speak to your heart. And God will come in and God will begin to give you some inner strength that you didn't even know that you had. How many of us have gone through some things that we thought we would have reacted a whole different way? But when the reality of it all came out, we came out as bold soldiers for the Lord. Oh, Oh, glory. I know I'm not in this thing all by myself this morning. This is not going to be as easy as I thought this morning, Deacon. Yesterday, as I sit in that funeral service, that homegoing celebration, one of my dear friends left to go back to Virginia on Monday. By the time she got to work Tuesday evening, they called and told her mother was dead. I could concur with her because I've been there. But it does not matter where you've been. When an individual is going through, they got to deal with it however they got to deal with it. What I was reminded of is that sometimes, even though it's a shock, it's a blessing. Initially, when it happened to me, I could not see the blessing. But after everything had come to light and I accepted the reality that mama was gone, it made me appreciate mama didn't suffer. I didn't have to be there day and night and worry about trying to take care of her. While I'm going to work, who's going to take care of my mama? But God took care of it all. There were questions. Lord, why? Why? I just talked to her 45 minutes ago. But when God gets ready, death will come. Now, my friend, I could not share that with her yet. She's not ready for that yet. She's got to go through the grief and the hurt and accept what has happened. But you know what happens? Is that when I go around and see the parishioners, and I see loved ones taking care of their mothers and their fathers, and they're worn out. They're depressed. They're stressed out. They just don't know what they're going to do one day to another. So sometimes it's a blessing. I have no idea why God had me to share that in that manner this morning. But it was for somebody. But it also lets me know that I have grown in the Spirit of God. Because there was a time that I couldn't have talked about mama like that and not totally lose it. But I've grown to a place in my life to accept death. Why? Because Jesus took the sting out of death, and death has no power. We got to understand this morning that the same God that we read about in the Holy Word is still with us today. It is a known fact that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But because of the resurrection power of Jesus, as believers, we know that we shall live. The songwriter said, if it had not been for the Lord, oh, I feel like preaching this morning, who was on my side, where would I be this morning? Some of you ought to ask yourself that question. Those of you that know that you've been looked through some things, those of you that know that the Lord has been by your side, is still on your side, will do what needs to be done in your life. You know that if it wasn't for God on your side, that you be lost. In these times in which we are living, I'm sure that there are some that began to lose hope. Oh, they remember, as long as there's God, there's always a way. Because we can depend on God to come through. We can depend on God because God makes us strong. It's been said that God works in a mysterious way. Sometimes things happen in our life to release us from a nagging rut. Because there are times when we won't let go. We be, even sometimes on our jobs, we'll say, Lord, I'm so tired of this job, I don't know what to do. Lord, one day you're going to get me out of this place. And it might not happen like you want it to happen or when you want it to happen. And you want to go, but you can't go because something is telling you you need to stay there. But every now and then, God has a way of allowing things to happen that will release you. At first, it looks like another problem. It looks like a burden. Be careful what you ask for. Sometimes when God gives you what you ask for, it's not in the way that you want it. Oh, that's a whole nother message. I thank God that I learned a little bit. Because I about went off on that one. How many of you have had situations or conditions in your life that you've come to a point where you feel like I'm at my wit's end? I'm tired of being tired. It seems like everywhere I go, one thing after another. But these are the times we must go to the Lord in prayer. These are the times that we must seek the guidance of God and ask the Lord, Lord, give me the proper words to say. Just don't say everything that comes to your mind. But sometimes you got to be led by the Spirit of God. When you're led by the Spirit of God, every now and then, it goes back to what we said in our responsive reading. You got to have some patience. So we got to learn how to be patient one with another. Last week, we talked about what kind of spirit do you have? Well, now, if it's a godly spirit, then you have a heart that's equipped with love and compassion. You're more understanding, you're more patient with people, and you realize that there are some folk that don't have it together like you got it together. And then if you're real with yourself, you don't have it together as good as you think. Some of us think we got it going on because you got a couple of dollars in your pocket and a car to drive and somewhere to stay and a job. That don't make you all of that. There are some folk walking the street that don't have nothing. They got sense enough to say, good morning, I love the Lord and I love God's people. Don't get caught up in the mist. Your place in society don't make you all of that. Oh, glory. Too many times we look down on folk. Too many times we got so many opinions about what somebody else ought to do. Well, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things shall be added unto you. The Bible says, the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. Now, that don't mean because you got a little more spiritual power than I do, then you're going to look down your nose at me like I'm nothing. Just because I got this robe on, I'm no better than any man sitting right there. We got to understand that we are walking in this journey together. But what happens is we let the world dictate to our mind and manipulate our thinking. If the people of God would understand that it's not about them and just not say the words. We quick to say the words. It's not about us. But you act like it's about you. When we are real with where we are in life, we got to understand this morning that none of us are in a position to look down on our brothers and sisters. When our brothers and sisters are down, then if we're going to look down, we need to look down praying to God that God will help them to get up. Let us not think that we can make it all by ourselves. Be careful how you treat your neighbor, because you never know who's going to have to come to your rescue. See, you might not have spoken to your neighbor in 2-3 months, but you might not be able to get in contact with your family members. You're laying there in the bed and you need somebody to come to your rescue. It's a good thing if you got a neighbor that'll check on you every now and then. Oh, we got a neighborhood watch. It's not for the good. We just watch because we knows it. But there's some neighbor that realize that if I hadn't seen you in a particular amount of time, then I know something is wrong in your household. I might not know what's going on, but I know that every now and then I see Cat going to the mailbox. Every now and then I see Carlton out there cutting the grass, but a week done passed. Nobody been to the mailbox. Nobody's cutting the grass. Somebody need to realize something is going on. You never know when you're going to need somebody. We understand that we all have people that are sick in our families. In every family that we know of, there's somebody that's being diagnosed as sick. Every family got somebody that is seriously sick. People from all walks of life are faced with illnesses that they cannot explain. Sometimes sickness will make us question God. And we began to ask God, why am I going through? Sometimes we try to find somebody to blame. I'm going through this because of this person or that person. But you see, there are things that may be happening in your life that I may not have an answer to. There may be things happening with some of your loved ones that you don't have an answer to. But when you are faced with the challenges of life, as a believer, you need to know that you can trust in the power of God. It's good to know that somebody is praying for you, but it's better when you know how to pray for yourself. Isn't it a good thing to know that you can call on God all by yourself? Anybody in here know how to call on God when they're not in the church house? See, it doesn't matter this morning what the doctor said. Doesn't matter what Aunt Susie said. Doesn't matter what Pastor Cade said. It's what God says that matters. It's what God does in your life that matters. And God is a healer this morning. Now. Heal means to make or become well or healthy again. Heal is also defined as to cure or to mend. People of the Old Testament time tended to think that sickness was a punishment for sin. That's why they were on Job the way that they was. Job, you had to do something wrong to suffer like this. But I'm here to remind you that always it's not because of things that you've done wrong. Jesus came and was fully convinced that his Father's purpose for mankind was health, wholeness, and salvation. That's why Jesus came. He did not teach that disease was a punishment sent by God. Jesus is and was a mighty healer. Look here at the words of David. David was a man that had did some wrong in his life. David had went through a situation where he had to even ask God, Lord, cleanse me up. Wash me, make me clean, give me a new spirit. And then here in the 103rd Psalm, David says, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Sometimes we forget just how good God has been to us, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of thine diseases. David wanted to praise God with his whole heart. David wanted to give God his all in all. David realized that in my life, I have fallen short on God. But I asked God to come in and see about me. I asked God to forgive me of my wrongdoings. I asked God to let me know that he was my God. Anybody in the house this morning, have you ever had a time in your life where you had to call on the Lord our God and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry for the things I've done in my life. I need you to help me along the way. I got my mind made up this morning that I'm not going to turn around anymore, but I'm going on to glory. I want to hear the Lord say, well done. I realize that in this body of mine, I have some good days and some bad days. I've been up and I've been down, but I thank God that I know the Lord for myself. I'm not David this morning, but I can still say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Anybody want to bless God this morning? If you want to bless God, you got to know God. You got to know all about the Savior. You got to know about the lily of the valley. You got to know about the man called Jesus. There's a man called Isaiah. There was a prophet in the Old Testament. He talked about the coming of the Messiah. He said, who have believed our report? And to whom of the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of all men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces away from him, but he despised and esteemed us not. Surely he had borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. The Bible says he did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But what I like is the fifth verse where it said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we are healed. Anybody been healed? You've been healed by the love of the Lord. When you got your healing, lay down on a bed of affliction, not knowing where your strength was going to come from. But God came in to see about you. I'm glad to know God this morning. For the Lord is a mighty God. He's a mighty healer this morning. When I look in the word of God, I found that Jesus was in the midst. And there was a woman in Simon Peter's house that had a high fever. God came in, looked down at the woman. The Bible says he reached forth his hand. And when he reached out his hand, the woman's fever left her body. I know God is a healer. God said, bring all unto me. Although they need to be healed, there's some that got a demon spirit down on the inside. But God said, bring them on to the house. When they got down to the house, they tell me that the door was crowded. People on the left and people were on the right. And God began to minister. God began to heal. God began to keep those in his loving care. Oh Lord, I thank God that he's still a healer. The Bible said, ready in the morning. God was tired. He stole away for a moment. He got to his secret place. He began to talk to the Father. Say, Father, I've been working hard today. I've been healing. I've been teaching. I've been delivering. And God, I hear somebody. I hear somebody is looking for me. The Bible says that Simon came along. Say, Lord, don't you know that the people are looking for you? There are more folk that need to be healed. There are more folk that got trouble in their life. And they can't find you nowhere. But the Lord God said, don't look for me. Don't worry about me. I got to go on to the next city. I got to tell somebody else about the good news. That's why when I get an invitation, I got to go outside these walls. God just didn't call me to Fowl's Chapel, but he told me to go in all the world, preaching and teaching the good of God. God will make a way out of no way. Well now, if you want to be healed, all you got to do is trust God, for God is a healer. The Bible says that there was another man that came along. He was a leper, had the leprosy, sores all over his body, didn't know how he was going to make it. They had to walk around shouting out, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. Stay away from me, I'm unclean. But God came along. When he saw Jesus, the Bible said, the man ran and fell at his feet. Said, oh Lord, wilt thou make me whole? Wilt thou that I be clean? The Bible said, the Lord our God had compassion in his heart, reached out, touched the man. The man immediately got healed. So I stopped to tell somebody that's still going through an illness that God is still a mighty healer. God is a mighty doctor. God is the best surgeon that you can find. God is a mind regulator. God is a all in all. God is a healer. He'll touch your body. He'll touch your body. He'll touch my body. How do I know? There was a time when I've been on the bed of affliction and God came in and he touched that body of mine and made everything all right. But you know, what I was going through wasn't nothing compared to what some of you have already gone through. We got stroke victims. We got one with a tore back, but she's all right now. God will make a way out of no way. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got cancer patients right here in this house, but they're still working in the house of the Lord. They're still trusting in the power of God because they know God is a healer. And one more thing and I'll close, that if God don't heal your physical body, just keep on talking to him and make sure that on the inside that your spiritual body is intact with God. So if this flesh on the outside, if it die and it decay, it's nothing but dust anyhow. From dust it came, and from dust it's going to go back to. But the Spirit of God that he gave us for life, he said you can have it. You can have it forever and forever. Don't let your sickness get you down. No, God is a healer.